see you the truth is, we can but touch the breath. Man, she could make the best biscuit, and you could take them, take that biscuit, split it open, put a hunk of butter in there, and cover it up. Oh, God. Thank you.
That was awful good.
Papa made good molasses, too. Really made good molasses.
Were those lard biscuits? Lard biscuits?
Oh, they weren't too big. Just about that big. Ooh, I could eat 5, 6, 7 of them.
I guess you needed pretty good breakfast to
right.
That work.
Sure we did. Because we ate breakfast, we didn't come back till dinner. And we ate dinner, we didn't come back till supper. But we were working. But you know, we didn't think anything about working here. It kept you pretty busy to keep up the farm, wood, and everything. You have something to do every day. Every day.
You know, if you were cutting up a side of bacon for yourself, did y'all remove that old tough edge to it, or did you leave it on?
Well, Mother would cut that off and use it to boil in the peas. Now, when she sliced that stuff to fry it, she sliced the old skin and all. And then you could just eat to leave the skin when you eat it. But she said it made the bacon better, and it's hard to get that old rind off of it. But she would square it off, good and square, and take them out edges and wash it and use it to boil. She bought some meat, that kind of vegetable she cooked. Yes, sir.
What would you call that meat that she boiled along with the greens or whatever?
We always had plenty of meat. Midland would be that big. And big fellas, too.
Was it something like sow belly or fat back or white meat?
I don't know what she called it. She'd go in there and get a piece of it. She said, this is boiling meat. And this piece is a good piece to fry. I don't know what she called it, but she had a name for it.
Yes. Talking about containers, things like that, I think you mentioned that flour used to come in a barrel.
Yes.
nowadays, if you wanted to buy, say, about 50 pounds of flour, what would it come in around here?
I don't know. You could buy 50 pounds of flour or not without you got it in a little 5-pound bag. We don't buy a whole lot of flour.
What about something like sugar? Does that come in a bag too?
Yeah. Now then it come by the 100 pound, usually 100 pounds. Well, and if you didn't get it that way by the 100 pound, my daddy used to bought it by the 100 pound. It would be, they would dip you out on it.